on to the next Indian in Hashavas Aveda. Like I said, every week we like stringing together another point, and you know, a lot of surprises in this limud. You know, you start off Hashavas Aveda, you think it's like, okay, you lost objects, fun. There's an Uncle Moshe song about it. You lost, found lost things, give it back, and you start seeing it's very complicated and a lot of detail in Pratim. So we discussed already last couple of weeks that if the actual maintenance of the Aveda is expensive, it's an animal, it's a sheep. For you to maintain this thing is expensive, you're allowed to sell it, and Fakir, you're saving the owner money because he's going to come back after a month, right? He's going to come back after a month and he's going to say, oh, here's my sheep. Yeah, your sheep is worth $100, but by the way, I spent $500 on maintaining it because I don't have a field to do 1,000 sheep. So I had to buy a field for your sheep, you know, and I had to. So it's like, you know, so Lamaisa, the pasuk says Vashivoisoloi, and we learned that the din, you're allowed to, in order to save him money, that's part of the process, you're allowed to sell the item. Okay, we discussed that last week. Now we're going to talk about something else. What about your time? What about the time of the Moitzi Aveda, right? The Shiloh is, in general, let's start with one basic principle. The Torah says that if a person, it's Sunday, you're not working today, or a guy is unemployed, and he finds an Aveda, and it took him an hour of time, he's not allowed to charge for that hour. You're not allowed to charge to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You got to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda for free. You can't, like, what? That's a chesed.
Is that a pasuk, or is that...
It's not 100% clear what the makar is of that. It's a gemar by Prika. By helping the animal, you know, if someone has a load, that's clear. The Gemara learns, you know, but the Torah paskins like that, and Beferish, that you're not allowed to charge, and it's Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. Okay, that's the first Shulchan Aruch and some Reish Samech Hay. Now, the question that we're going to deal with now is where you have to take off work to deal with this Aveda. Okay? I'll give you two scenarios. Okay? You parked your car right in front of your office, and lo and behold, you found this Aveda. So you got to pick it up. It's going to take you an hour. You know, you got to go chase the guy down. You know, maybe you know the guy, maybe you don't know the guy. You got some verifications. You don't know how long it's going to take you. This, that, the other. By the time you finish, okay, so you're going to have to show up late to work. Okay? But let me give you another example also we talked about. Let's say I'm going up to my car. Let's say other losses involved in the Aveda. I pull up to my car and my parking ticket, I paid my parking ticket till 3:30. It's 3:29. I go into my car and I see an Aveda. I see the other guy just pull down. So I pick up the thing. I run after him. He turns the corner. I finally get the guy. It's an Aveda. I got it back to him. Returned it. I get back to my car. 3:45. Ticket. Right? So now, that is, for example, I mean, it's a groma, but I'm saying there are other cases where maybe I had a loss involved with doing the Hashavas Aveda. Yeah. Right? Now, the Gemara doesn't talk about the cost of hakraza, but nowadays you want to advertise. You want to advertise that you lost an object in classifieds, whatever, it charges. So what about the cost of the money involved in the hashavah? So the first things first is the Gemara in the Flamed Amad Aleph. The Gemara says like this, L'shaloi meruba mishal chaveray. Shaloi meruba mishal chaveray means you're a lawyer, you bill at $500 an hour. Okay? The other guy, the Aveda you found, is worth... There's a, what?
Basketball.
Yeah, it's worth $50. But I'm going to have to take off an hour of work to take care of this thing. So do I have to do it or not? Now you'll tell me, the Gemara says, that's obvious. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. We know that from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Efes, Ki Lo Yeh Becha Evyoin. That means that you're supposed to give tzedakah, but you shouldn't become poor in the process of giving tzedakah. Why? Because there's no point. Because, what's the, okay, look, two poor guys, Hey, let's do tzedakah. Here, take a dog. Go back. There's no point in that. So there's no point in one guy giving tzedakah so that he becomes poor. Now the other guy has to give him tzedakah. So Efes Kaloyeh B'chayevyoin teaches me that you're not mechuyev to give up your own money to save someone else's, to give someone else money.
It doesn't leave you in the same poverty. I mean, this lawyer could afford a $500 loss.
Correct, but in general, you're not mechuyev to give up from yourself for the other guy's money.
That's
now, so you can ask a question. So we were learning on Shabbos, and the person we were learning, and it was his first week learning on Shabbos Avedis. It was like this new concept. So he was asking, I don't understand. I'll say the question like this. I take off an hour of work to build my sukkah. I take off an hour of work for Chol Moed. I take off an hour of work to go look for a lulav. I take off an hour of work to go do Bikur Cholim. I take off an hour of work a lot of times for mitzvahs. I'm sorry. You know, welcome to Judaism. It's expensive. What?
Hashem
will pay me back for Hashem's neder too.
Why
am I potter? I'm saying. The Gemara says you're potter. L'shalim rubam mishal chaveira, you're potter. You do not have to do Hashem's neder if your hour of billing time is more expensive than the value of the aveda.
I thought that's only if it's going to leave you poor.
No, but the Gemara is saying it no matter what. If your hour of billing time. That's the pasuk we learn now from, but the Gemara's halacha is shaloi meruba mishal chaveri. Means my hour of time that I'm going to spend on this is worth more than the aveda. The Torah, the point, right?
Somebody's going to get $100, but I'm losing $200. What's the point?
There's no point. That's the point of the pasuk. You're right. It's in the context of becoming poor, becoming rich. But the way Rashi explains it, like tavi atzmach l'deanias, yeah, you're losing out too much. It's not worth it. So the question is, well, what's going on, right now? The answer to that question is, we learned about it a little bit last week, but in general, is that we have to reframe a little bit what the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is not just chesed, like, you know, go do Bikur Cholim. It's not to make the guy feel good. Oh, he was thinking about me. He got my Aveda back. Wow. You know, people are thinking. No, it's not just about that. The point of Shavas Aveda is, it's a mitzvah of Hatzalas Momon Chaveray. It's to save someone his money. Okay? So there is no point in Hatzalas Mamon Chaveroi if it's going to cost you money. I'm not mechuyev to save him $100 to lose $200 in the process. There's no point in that. My chazis, I mean, well, right? So that's really the concept. It's not just a chesed mitzvah. It's a mamon mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has to do with saving him money. So therefore, since the foundation of the mitzvah is to save him money, I'm not mechuyev to lose money, which is more valuable than the money I'm saving. Okay? So memela, that's how you got to reframe the mitzvah. To the point that this shakvataria is in the Ramban itself. The Chiddush Ramban discusses this later on Daf on Amud Beis, but the Chiddush Ramban asks the kasha the opposite way. He says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that I don't have to do it? It's obvious I don't have to do it. Frekter Ramban, Vakati Ikalimi Boya, L'shaloi Meruba Mishal Chaveray, Amai Itzdrich Kra. Why need a pasuk that you're potter? Pshita, V'chi Migra Gara Mechavrei? And why am I worse than him? I'm doing this to save this guy $100. You know what? Let's say you're on the way to work and you have a flat tire. I have a mitzvah to make sure you get to work. So now, this guy's mitzvah to make sure you get to work, and I have a mitzvah to make sure to get you back your $100. That makes sense. So obviously, it wouldn't make sense that you should have to give up more money to save this guy money. That's what Ramban says.
It should be even less than that. Forget the lawyer of $500, if it costs me $100 to do it, if it costs me any money to do it, then
okay, we'll get to that. Fine, we'll get to that. But for right now, we gotta break it in. Let's first start with this. Okay, now, so says the Ramban, you know what the Havamina is? The Havamina is like this guy's tining. Ve'efshir, the Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hoyel v'chi mahadurle, since if by giving it back to him, Ika mitzvah, u'mekayim asei, you fulfill all asei, v'lois asei, you also lose, you avoid all lois asei, chaveri tikdun, maybe you should be first, you get a mitzvah. Kamash malon, since the point of the mitzvah is to save him money, you're potter. Okay, so you see, this Ramban is dealing with this issue. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah. You need a pasuk because right. Because on the one hand, it's a mitzvah. But on the one hand, it's a mitzvah. But on the other hand, the point of the mitzvah is to save him money. So now, how do you do it? So you're right. You got to take off an hour of work to build the sukkah. You got to take off an hour of work to do a lot of mitzvahs. But if the point of the mitzvah is saving him money, then you don't have to take off an hour of work if your work is more expensive. Now, Michael brought up the issue. What if my work is not more expensive? Okay, look. This guy, I see a diamond ring on the floor. It's worth $5,000. All right. Now, I got to get to work. I make $100 an hour, but I need that $100. I'm saying having a diamond ring, actually, I'll be able to, is not going to get me far in life. But the $100 I make, I need to feed my family. So forget the fact that I bill more than the value of the Aveda. Let's say I don't. But who says I'm going to take a loss altogether for this mitzvah? Well, why does it depend on that? Okay, so that's the next shlav that's the next step. Okay, so that comes with the Mishnah on the Mudbeis.
Meaning, and the Sfar should lead you that any money that you would lose in doing that should be Sfar to be exempt you from doing it.
Right.
Before we go on, I have a question. If somebody finds a horse, for instance, and he doesn't have the ability to maintain it, so he goes to sell it, but he doesn't know that it's an award-winning racehorse, and he sells it for the value of a horse, not the value of a specialized.
Is he like a mazik? Is he like losing? Is he mechuyev the money that he made this guy lose?
Yeah,
it's good, Shiloh. I'm not
okay,
sure.
So
it's like the thing that they send for Eric Stroll.
The Dan's deals?
Yeah. No, the diamond rush that someone sent spinning a pack of cigarettes to the door and it was with diamonds in it.
Uh-huh. And he threw it out.
No, he sold it. A guy sold it to another
plane.
And then he says, what do you mean? There's diamonds in it. He didn't know. So
who's Chayev? Yeah.
He didn't know. Nobody told him the horses they were winning.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, let's go to the next point. And Lamed Amud Beis, the next page, Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, the Mishnah. It's halfway through the Mishnah. Okay? And on Lamed Amud Beis. Amud Bet.
Lamed Beis.
Lamed Bet. The second half of the Mishnah. Hayabata Misela. It's like right in the middle of the Mishnah. Okay? Hayabata here. Hayabata Misela. Okay, let's say. Forget the fact that Aveda is more expensive. Let's say the Aveda is more expensive, the same price, doesn't matter. Hayabata Misela. Bottom line is, it took me an hour, and I bill one sella per hour. Lo yoymar lo yitain li sella. You cannot ask the guy to reimburse you the whole value. Ela noisin lo yischara kepoil. So first of all, the Gemara here introduces the concept as follows. That if you do take off work, to do the Aveda, you're allowed to charge the guy the amount of money that it cost you the amount of money that you lost from work. Okay? So
if you're a lawyer,
good, so that's what we're gonna learn. What?
If you're a lawyer, it's $1,000 an hour, that one.
Okay, 1 second. So now Loyemer Lartenli Sella, Ella Noisin like Skara Kapoyal. And the Gemara explains that Mumbai is Kapoyal bottle. Okay?
Meaning the pull of what meaning I, the owner of Lost Object, would outpay my...
No, I'm going to explain what it means. This is according to Rashi's pshat. We'll see the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch says the pshat. Rashi's pshat's like this. If you bill, let's say, $100 an hour. You make $100 an hour. But you make $100 an hour for very hard work. How much would you take to go and sit on the beach all day on vacation? Now, you won't say, well, I'll take zero. No, you wouldn't, because if you take zero, so just do that. And why do you work? Yeah. Obviously, you rather work and make $100 an hour than not work and make zero. But let's say a guy tells you, you know what, I'll pay you $10 and you don't have to come to work today. But still, $10 is not enough for me. It's not worth it. I would rather work hard and make $100. $20, $30. So Chazal says it's $50, the Shach says. $50, half of your salary, you got paid vacation. It's pretty good. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work, and I'm still getting half my salary. So this guy, he took off work, right? But he also gained something. He gained that he doesn't have to work hard. He usually works hard to make his money. But now he's also a shtickle, vacation. So he can get a certain percentage of his salary. Now, let's say, so now. What?
He's a brain surgeon. It's more expensive to charge a guy. Charges $10 an hour. It's more expensive for the person to pick it up. You're either not picking it up, and then...
Right, okay, fine. So that's what we learned before, that, you know...
He's
Potter. Now, I can't afford it, right. Now, it's like this.
Some people give the Veda its more worth is actually the work that they do.
Well, okay, so some people's the opposite. So that Rashi says. So Rashi says, yeah, if some people are just sitting in their office, keeping the file on their desk, charge $500 an hour. So then any work they did, what? That's what I'm saying. So then any, that's what I'm saying, just having the file on your, moving the file from here to here, you know, they now, you know, they could charge for that. So then
the minutes. Built out 15 minutes.
Right. So now the Aveda is more work than they would do in the office. You know, so Rashi says, but normal people, let's say we're talking about in those days, a guy's working in the field, he's working hard, he's making $100 an hour. Okay, this is much easier. I got to pick up the ring, write down some information. Yeah.
It's not the whole day, it's only an hour.
That hour, whatever it is. So now the Chazal say,
and we're talking that this is
now,
the case, if it's easy,
it's easier, easy, yeah, offer. Right. So now Chazal say, you don't get your whole salary that you lost. You have to subtract from that what you gained, which what you gained was vacation. You gained vacation time. So mainly you subtract that from your loss, and mainly you're allowed to get the pearl bottle amount. So let's say the Rosh says it's 25%. It's usually you make 4 zuz an hour, and now you're gonna get 1 zuz. So now the guy pays you. You're allowed to charge the guy, the person who lost it, the owner, when he comes, he says, look, can I have it? Yes, Simon, I'm good, it's yours. Here, take it. By the way, it took me an hour of work. You owe me one 25% of my salary for that hour, because you know
I thought you said 50%.
But I'm in the
50. The Rosh says here it's 25. The Shach says 50. Whatever it is, you have to evaluate that. Now, the thing is like this: what happens if to go? Right, exactly. Here's the thing: what happens to go from $100 an hour on full vacation? I would take 50. Fine, one second, I'm not on full vacation. I don't have to worry about this. So then, to do this work, it's easier than what I normally do, but it's not vacation, I'll take 60. So do I charge 50 or 60?
60.
Well, so the Rush Paskins, you could charge 60, but the Rush has a kasha on that, because you're not allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda. Right? So once I'm paying you 50, so I'm paying you for vacation. So now you're a guy that doesn't work. So once I'm paying you 50, so I paid you to take a vacation. One thing, once you're a guy that doesn't work, you have to do a Shavuos Aveda for free. So how can you charge me now 60? That's the Rosh's kasha. Right? So the Rosh asks this kasha. So the truth of the matter, what?
That's right.
You hear the part? Yeah. So now this is the Rosh's kasha. The emphasis is that this is a machloek between the Mechaber and the Ramah. We didn't get to them. The Mechaber taka holds, you can only charge the guy for his loss in taking off work. But you can't charge him for the loss that you had in taking off work. But you cannot charge him for your time to in the Aveda itself.
What
so
if
you,
the, what if your boss is a guy? And I'm late, I'm sorry. If your boss is a guy, you can't tell him it's present. You're late, you're fired.
Okay, you're fired, so then don't do it. Yeah, so then don't do it.
If your boss is a good, then you can't do
this. Yeah, and we're talking about a guy that's in the field. He's picking 4 apples an hour.
Right.
He's gonna be wondering why you're picking apples. He's such a mathematician. Go become an accountant, like a good Jew. A good Jewish.
What?
Yeah. Right, I was saying on Shabbos is a story with the Panovich Rav that he hired workers to work on the roof in Panovich, and they're working there and it starts raining. They got to go home. So he said, look, we got to go home, but you pass for the day. So he says, why am I paying for the day? Well, because we took the day, we gave you the day, so now you pay us for the day. So he says, if I own you for the day, you're not going home. So you got to go in the base medrash and learn the rest of the day. So he said, go off the roof and go inside the base medrash. Then sit there after 10 minutes, like, okay, you forget it, you're off the hook, we're going home. This is an interesting shayla, whether you're allowed to charge the guy that difference, okay? But either way.
Talking about the case where the guy's currently doing, I was doing the work. In other words, I can't be just that I'm...
Right. All this is based on the fact, we're not evaluating your time. Look, I'm a chosh of a guy, my time, you want me to do something for you? I charge. Happens to me, I'm playing golf right now. But if you want me to do something, then I'm going to charge you. No, if you're not, it has to do with paying for your, again, we started off, you're not allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda. So I'm not allowed to charge you for my time. The only thing is, I'm allowed to be reimbursed for my losses. So if I actually took off work and I took a loss doing the Hashava, I could charge you for the loss. We're just saying you got to counter that with the fact that you also gained, that you were not working today. So therefore, that comes off. And now the question is, do you pay him, like in our example, the $50? Because that's the amount of time that's paying you to be bottle. Mm. Or am I allowed to charge you the $60 out of the $100? Because, one second, you know, to work a little harder, I would take $60. I don't want to work a little bit and take $50. I would rather work hard and get $100. Right? So that was the Shiloh, the Rosh and the Ramah. Okay.
No. You find it or on vacation or in your free time.
Yeah, if it's in your free time, vacation, you're coming night Seder, you're not charging that time.
You're not machbid on your time, even during the work.
You started doing the work. Yeah, I'm currently in the middle of picking the apples.
Or you're on your way to work. Why currently middle? Why can't you be on the way?
It has to be my day you from doing the
apples. I'm on the way to work, and now instead of going this way, I'm going this way, and I can't get to work. It's kind of the same thing. I don't know why I have to be in mom's in the office. Oh, whatever. But the point is, it has to be, it's not just potential. Because again, on potential, you can't charge him. You can't charge him for your time. Okay, this is the setup of the sugya. Now, what happens, a guy says like this, you know what? I can't afford a paid vacation. I got to pay my bills. I got a budget. I have $100 an hour. I would love to take a paid vacation for $50. No. But I can't afford it. I need the $100. Now.
Search the classified for lost objects.
What?
He's going to search the classified for lost objects and get paid.
No, the opposite. I'm saying, I see this Aveda. I'm on the way to work. What? Well, I'm on the way to work. I need to go to work today. I can't not go to work. I need the $100. But... What's the halacha over there? So the Gemara, look at the next part of the Mishnah. Im yesh sham beis din, if there is a beis din, there's three people there. Masne loy, masne b'fnei beis din. He can make a t'nai in front of the beis din and say, look, if I would just go ahead and do the mitzvah, you would pay me for my paid vacation, not for my full salary. I can't afford that. So you ask the Beis Din and you say, look, guys, you three, there's an Aveda over there. I'll take care of the Aveda, but you got to guarantee me that when the guy comes back for the Aveda, he's going to pay me for my full hour of work, my full $100. Mm-hmm. So if I can make that tonight in front of Beis Din, then I'm willing to do it.
Who said he'd be masking? Who said the owner be masking?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Beis Din makes the psak that this guy has the right to collect from the owner the full amount. And Mamela, now he's allowed to go ahead and be Isaac in the Aveda. Okay, now obviously Beis Din is not going to be masking to that if the Aveda is worth more, less than the amount of time than this guy's brain surgery.
They'll make that judgment call.
They'll say, you know what? Forget it. You're off the hook.
That's, a diamond, yeah.
Right. Now, im yesh sham beis din masen b'fnei beis din, ein sham beis din b'fnei miyasne, shaloi kaidim. If there is no beis din, then we go back to the halach of shaloi kaidim. What is shalai kaidim? That means I need my $100. Then, even if the Aveda is worth more than that, maybe, potentially, I'm allowed to just, leave. I'm allowed to walk away. Okay? So this is a chiddush of this Mishnah. If you engage, if you do the Aveda, if you do the Hashava, then... you're only going to get paid kapoil batal. But if you don't do the hashava, then, if you do the hashava, you're only going to get paid kapoil batal. If you can't afford to be paid by kapoil batal, you want your whole salary, you got to make the t'nai in front of Beis Din. And you got to go to Beis Din, I want my full salary. If you don't see a Beis Din there, then you can, if you want your full salary, you can walk away. Okay, so Taisus asked the kasha, so one second, so then what's the chiddush of the first Gemara we learned? Shaloi meruba mishal chaveray, that your salary is more expensive than the Aveda. Even if your salary is cheaper than the Aveda, you can walk away. That's what you're asking. It comes out, I don't have to take a loss on this. If I want to go to work, I'm allowed to go to work, and I don't have to take a loss, even if my value is less than the Aveda. So Frek Tosis, so Mimanov Shach, and we're talking about a guy made it tonight, what's it negeya that your Aveda is more valuable, right? It comes out, if I make $100 an hour, I need the $100. I need the $100, right? So then, if I need the $100, and now there's a diamond ring that's worth $5,000, I'm allowed to walk away because I need the $100. So what's in Nogeya if the Aveda is more or less? So Tosfos says, you know the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that it's teaching us that what happens if the Aveda is, what about if they're equal? So I make $100 an hour and I want my $100 an hour. But this guy's Aveda is worth $100. So what Beis Din tell you, look, take care of the Aveda. Right, and you made a Tanai. You made a Tanai. What would Beis Din tell you? Do the Aveda or not? So you say, why should you bother? Why should Beis Din tell you?
Well, people want their stuff.
That's what Tosfos says. Because the Chiddush is because people want their stuff. So Beis Din will say, you know what? This guy is going to have to pay $100. Well, you can ask him, why in the world would he agree? He's going to come back. Here's your $100 item.
It's a brand new, and now you're going to pay as if it's brand new. And
here's $100. So here it is. So now that's what the Gemara is saying, is that if you made a Tanai, and even if his thing is very precious to him, but if your salary is more valuable than the amount of the thing, you can walk away. But if it's the same, then you should do the Aveda, you should do the Ashava, and then he's going to pay you back the $100. Now you say, what did he gain? He just got back his Aveda. It was anyway worth $100. So you got knocks on your door. Can I have my my watch? Yeah, your watch is worth $100. Oh, thanks. Great. So here's your watch. By the way, I'm charging you $100 for my time. So get lost. No, I want my watch. It's broken in. It's kashmak. Has sentimental value. I want my watch. Thank you very much. You saved my watch. Here's $100. So that you're mechuyev to do. But if it would be more expensive, you would be potter. That's what comes out. Okay? So, now, one thing I'm not... If
it caused him a loss, maybe you should leave it there and have someone else find out.
If what?
No, it's your obligation.
Like, can you make a judgment that this is going to cost him more if I return it? So let me wait for someone who's going to cost him less and let them return it and then walk away? I mean, you're doing him.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Right? Oh, yeah. So I think the Rishonim talk about it. Tosfos could be talks about it. It's like a shaila, right? Because you're saying I'll wait for a lazy person. Doesn't work to find it.
If I have to return,
everybody knows if you're lazy, you'll just try to hire some lazy people to tell them.
I'll pay a lazy person $10 to do it.
And he'll lazily not show up.
Vacation, no, vacation.
Right. Most of these situations, we're talking about things that I can take at home and do it later. It's not like
nowadays, yeah.
I mean, even in those days, we're obviously talking about livestock and things like that.
You're allowed to delay. Somebody finds something. And like an animal or something, and he feeds it really expensive food.
What's wrong?
I didn't know that you did these, and he did other things that were really.
As long as it's less than the value of the animal, he's got to get reimbursed for his price expenses.
So the guy doesn't have a tina. What are you doing feeding him this? You know, it's like.
Well, that's my expenses.
Huh?
That was my expenses.
But you went outside the norm. So
if it's outside the norm, I don't know. But if it's normal, but this guy usually gets Walmart brand, and now you got the regular brand. I mean,
look, at the end of the day, the guy lost his animal. If you don't like what I'm doing when you lost it, don't lose your animal.
Yeah, and you know, it's not really fair.
Now, you're the person returning it, but
okay, so now, and by the way, there's another thing, which is, so the one thing which is weird about this is according to Tosfos, it comes out that even if your value, like I said, your hour is worth $100 and this diamond ring is worth $5,000, you're just going to walk away, wouldn't it be mistaver? Why? Because there's no bathes in there to make a tanai. I mean, wouldn't it be mistaver that the owner would want you to charge him the $100 that, right, and pick up your ring? So why can't you make some sort of like umdana that you would rather me, you know? That's what I'm not clear about. Why don't we say that? What? Well, because there's another halacha which we didn't learn, which we're going to get to next week, which is a little bit of a steer to this, which is, what happens if you took a real loss in the process? The Gemara is going to talk about it. Next week we'll see. What happens if my Aveda and your Aveda are being damaged at the same time? Okay, I have my old used car, and you know, it's worth whatever, and you have an all brand new car, and now the flood is coming, and we got to go move our cars, because the flood is going to, it doesn't matter how expensive your car is, once the flood gets into the car, you're done. So you know what? I'll call or whatever. I have a way to move the car. I have a towing company or whatever. I'll tell them to move your car. I'll be mavata on my car to save your car.
It's like the wine and the honey.
Yeah, exactly. So now the guy comes back and says, "Oh, thanks for my car. I have the keys. Yeah, sure, here. See you later." You have to pay me for the value of my car. I lost my car in the process of saving your car. So is he mechuyev to pay you? So there the Gemara seems to say is that he is. Unless the owner was there and you should have been masna. But otherwise he is mechuyev to pay you. So the question is, how come he's mechuyev to pay you for that, but he's not mechuyev to pay you without any tonight, but he's not mechuyev to pay you for your whole hour of work? Now you could say, well, because really you're a poel batel. So he's going to pay you for poel batel. He's not going to pay you for your whole work. Why should he pay you for your whole loss? He's going to pay you for your poel batel. So this question we have to deal with next week, and why, you know, how to deal with these loss cases. It's a separate, it's a whole different simon. Right. How that plays in. Okay, that's going to be next week. But this is the setup so far.
It's a question of,
okay?
It's
a little bit.
It's part of you, but somehow that doesn't apply here, but that doesn't.